Glad to be back home. Had a successful road trip over the last 10 days, and as I said yesterday, thought it was very purposeful. Guys were on point, businesslike, and we got two big victories, and now we're back for a divisional to finish the first round of the divisional games with Denver coming in here on Sunday. And looking at the tape, really not a whole lot changed. I felt like I had a good grasp of it as we sat and talked about it yesterday. It was a great win to get, and I'm really proud of our guys for the effort that we gave. I thought our ability to handle, I mean, it was hot and windy, and I thought our guys handled the weather very well. So the conditioning part, you know, meeting with our guys, I mean, we felt like we had energy throughout all five quarters, and we played just about all five. And so we're really, really pleased with the way the team responded to the challenges of, you know, being in the humidity and the heat and having enough energy to play really well and finish with a win. So, questions?
Jack, after looking at the tape, as you did, what did you see of the 23 penalties? Were they all good penalties? I mean,
I thought we earned some, and I thought some were questionable. But you know what I like about our guys is you know we're resilient. You know, we continue to fight, and we work our way through, you know, whatever obstacles present themselves. And yesterday we dealt with a large number of infractions that we don't want to see, and but we fought our way through it and came home with a win. I think the thing we do is continue to teach, you know, and look to grow. So, you know, as a football team, you know, it's not going to be perfect. And the key is to come out of these games finding a way to win, and then making sure that you address and learn from any mistakes that have occurred. And I think you recognize some of the positives, and then you recognize some of the negatives, and you point them out and correct them. But then we're not going to dwell on it. We're not going to spend any more time than is necessary to make the corrections, and then we move on.
During the course of the game, do you say anything to your players, not in a corrective mode, but you say, you know, we just got to forget all this, forget all the flags in the past.
And yeah. Yeah, a little bit early. I actually went over to the offense. I felt like we were growing a little bit frustrated, and I said, "Let's not do that. Let's not feed into that negative energy and act frustrated. Let's just rectify it. Let's just clean it up. It's self-inflicted." And I thought we did that. I thought, you know, we had strong lapses or strong segments of the game where there were no issues, and we were moving the ball very well. And so I thought focusing our positive energy there rather than, you know, getting caught up the other way.
What was your assessment to the first half? The second half, you guys just turned things around. What did you see that didn't happen in the first half?
I think, like I said, I think, you know, primarily offensively, you know, not committing those penalties that put us in second and long, third and long. You know, those are the things that were really killing drives in the first half. And you know, we went out the first two drives in the second half and went and scored. And defensively, we got several three and outs when we had to have them yesterday. Got the ball back for our offense, and you know, obviously, Derek played phenomenal yesterday. You know, really did.
Did you get any update on Sean's
condition? Sean's got a shoulder, and he's not available today. You know.
Nothing long term in terms of it, though.
No, nothing to announce today, other than he's got the shoulder that we talked about yesterday. Yeah, I thought they did well. I thought, you know, D.A., we matched D.A. On Mike Evans, and he did a nice job. We doubled him, you know, throughout the day. You know, those other guys, so we're left one-on-one a lot. I thought they did a nice job covering their guys. And, you know, overall, the explosives were way down. I think we had two explosives that we allowed on the day, one on a quarterback scramble and one on a pass. And, you know, so that's that's a good number to have coming down. That's what we're after. You know, third down continues to be a strength for us, and you know, we want to continue to, you know, fight in red zone situations and win those. But a lot of the critical situations are the ones we're winning. And bless you. So proud of our guys for that.
Are you happy with the progress you've seen on the defense, especially the last couple? It seems like the defense has taken some strides.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of it's kind of what we've expected, you know, and doing some good things, and there's still some things there to clean up as well. But you know, yeah, I mean, the coverage is tighter. We're not, you know, we're much more sound. Not letting anything get behind us. You know, really keeping a lid on 13 was the key, and not letting them get the running game going. I thought, you know, both, you know, goals 1 and 2 for our defense were achieved yesterday. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, a lot of the theories behind how we're trained, how we trained the entire off season, how we trained in camp, how we train and condition our team right now through the season. You know, how we do things. A lot of that we've mapped out. Give Joe Gomes and his staff a lot of credit for, you know, for being very thoughtful, very considerate about what's best for the players. And I think the players understand that. You know, we're the process is really healthy here, you know, how we go about preparing for games and the strength and conditioning component of that, and the way the nutritional and, you know, all those different elements that we work so hard at. I think Joe's doing a great job for us.
Do you adjust on the fly based on weather and that kind of thing? I mean, like when you were in Florida for the whole week last week,
yeah,
did you back off a little bit knowing that Sunday could be, you know,
yeah, I can't give you too many of the details. I just don't really want to get into that, obviously, you know, for competitive purposes. But we work hard at the whole plan, and I think it's not just about you know, being there in that day. It's certainly part of it, but it's the accumulation. It's the you know, the understanding that we still have four big trips to make. And and so, you know, first five went well. We got at least four more, and, you know, depending on how the season goes, you know, then we earn more. But four that we know we have coming. And so a plan to be able to tolerate that and thrive in that. And I think, you know, weather's part of it. You know, the time in the airplane and all that at altitude is part of that. We'll play two games in altitude this year with Mexico City and Denver. So, you know, being able to get our team as prepared as possible to go in those situations and all the details that add up.
Was that Mac's best game of the season? It seemed very disruptive.
Khalil? I mean, Khalil's been great all year.
Right.
I mean, it probably statistically, you know, with tackles for loss and sacks, you know, and overall defensive effort, I think probably the combination would have somebody to say that. But I think he's played really well all year for us. You know, he's somebody that has to be they have to pay attention to him. You know, and if they don't for a minute, then, you know, he's going to make them pay.
What about Derek Carr? The numbers are, like, off the charts.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't really look at it like that. I don't care to make any proclamations about was it the best game, the third best game. I mean, it doesn't matter to me. You know, for us, we just want Derek to, you know, go out and be himself, play good football for us, help our team win. And I thought he did some beautiful things yesterday. And there's some things that he'll learn from and do better. So, you know, very, very happy with the way he's shown the ability to bring us back. And we've, you know, crunch time, clutch time, we've got to have it. He's been money, and that's been big for us.
Your defense had 12, tried to play with 12 guys a couple of times.
We tried to play with 12 a couple of times. We tried to play with 10 once. So we're going to work. Yeah, talk with Kenny today. We're going to see if we can go ahead and play with 11 all the time. That's what we're looking for. The common denominator is that our ability to exchange personnel and be in the groupings we're calling for, it did not get executed the way it needs to. And that's been addressed. That's something that, you know, you do at all levels of football. I mean, heck, you know, coaches at Hayward High are doing that, you know. So we've got to be able to handle that, and we expect to do that better.
There was at least one of the illegal formation penalties where it looked like Alexander had given a sign that you're supposed to give when you're...
Yes.
And then they called it anyway?
Yes.
Okay, so the other time he didn't give the sign because it happened twice?
Allegedly. Okay. Yeah. We feel very good about those young men that have gone in to play the tight end position doing what they need to do. And, yeah, so the illegal formation call, we don't agree with, you know, what was called. But, again, like I said, in terms of addressing that, you know, we've made our corrections. We're not going to dwell on anything negative. We're going to go forward, you know, with positive energy and focused on things we need to do.
You missed You seem pretty outwardly calm about it, but if I look at your last year in Jacksonville, I think you had 70 for the entire season.
Yeah.
For 590 yards, so it's got to be somewhat exasperating.
Well, it's because I coach discipline, yeah. we're a disciplined team. Mm-hmm. So because I know that, and because I know we coach it and stress it, and I know our guys buy into it, I'm not gonna overreact to things that circumstances that are occurring that might indicate otherwise. Because I know the truth. I know what it really is. We are a disciplined team. It may take a while for others to recognize that, but we're going to play hard. We're going to be tough. We're going to play smart. We're going to be disciplined. And, you know, when you know you're working on the right things and doing the right things and guys believe the message and are working towards it, there's no reason to waste energy thinking otherwise.
You always talk about every game is important, but this one against Denver might be a little bit more special division-wise. What are the
No, we'll just prepare and compete. That's what we do. You know, clearly divisional games take on a little more significance. But at the end of the day, it's next. It's our next opportunity. And we're going to prepare all week and then let it loose on Sunday.
Is it in the back of your head that this is like a tiebreaker for
both teams? Well, it's a little early. It's a little early for that kind of thinking. You know, we're going to go see them again later in the year. So... now we've had two division games. We've got four more coming up here in the next 2 months, and look forward to them. That's a great opportunity.
On the play you challenged in the first quarter on the out of bounds, what did you see on that? What were you looking to challenge?
I get really good information for the most part, and that was just one where the process kind of broke down a little bit. I'll leave it at that. I didn't get really good information there. I said, okay, we're not, you know, we're talking about Bud Blank, and it's like, yeah, yeah, I was like, okay, yeah. So that, that was not what it has been. It's really that process really been very good for us, and I lean on him, my guy up there, and we'll continue to, yeah. Well, let's see. He comes along once every 2 years or so. So, yeah, you better be patient. Yeah.
The way that game went, I'm sure many people, you know, had their hand over their heart. But the fact that your guys didn't give up despite the back and forth, not getting things done, how do you feel about them just playing their best in the clutch moment?
Well, I feel great about that. I think, as I said, last year I think we learned how to compete, you know, for 60 minutes. And I think this year we've learned how to continue to compete for 60 minutes and look for and expect to make the plays that need to be made to win.